And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday night as we open up the home doubleheaders for Dort College basketball. The women's team got a game under their belt this past Tuesday, while the Dort College men are playing at home for the first time this evening as they take on a North Star Athletic Association member, the Valley City State Vikings. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders and Valley City State renewing their rivalry. We'll take a look at that along with what these teams have done up to this point. Let's begin with that. Valley City State women are 1-1 this year. They have an 81-21 win over Providence College and a 60-55 loss to Dakota Wesleyan. To their credit this season, Dakota Wesleyan, top 10 team, actually a top 5 team in the NAIA Division II basketball ranks this season, so that got my attention. Vikings are averaging 68 points per game and allow 40.5. Valley City State is also converting 42.5% of its field goals while surrendering 26.7% success for opponents. Valley City State is out-rebounding teams 42-25.5 and have limited opponents to 2 of 25 3-point shooting. Mackenzie Huber and Allie Vandal average 14 and 12.5 points per game respectively and average 8 and 5 rebounds per game respectively. Hannah Schlacht adds 8 points a game with 5 rebounds. The Dort College Defender women are off to a 2-0 start after a pair of double-digit wins. Dort's victories are over Waldorf and Buena Vista, 87-69 and 112-49. The Defenders are averaging 99.5 points per game and allow 59. Dort College also has a 49-34 rebounding advantage and are converting 56% of its field goals and 53% of its three-point shots. You do that consistently, you're going to win some basketball games. The Defenders have forced 42 turnovers and have committed 37. Erica Feenster is averaging 24 points per game and has made 78% of her field goals. Annie Rinesmith has a 19 points per game average with 6 rebounds and 6 assists per game. Peyton Harmson adds 12 points per game. All of her points have come on three-point baskets, where she is 8 of 14 this season. Most recent outing for these two teams, Valley City State lost a 60-55 decision to Dakota Wesleyan Tuesday night. Vikings got 13 points from Vandal and Huber and Schlecht. Huber snagged 8 rebounds. Wesleyan was 2 of 11 from the three-point line, and Valley City State had a 32-30 rebounding advantage. The Defender women were 112-49 winners over Buena Vista on Tuesday night after racing out to a 31-18 first quarter lead. The Defenders scored 31 and 34 points in each of the next two quarters and outscored the Beavers 16-3 in the final period. Feenstra was 10 of 12 from the field, scored 28. Rinesmith had 16 and added 6 rebounds and 7 assists. The Defenders were 41 of 68 from the field, 20 of 23 from the free throw line, and won the rebounding battle 59-29. Valley City State beat the Defenders back on November 25th of last year. They outscored the Defenders 26-8 in the fourth quarter. Feenstra had 17, Evavold 15 in the loss. Kennedy Henningsgaard had 21 points in the win. Vandal had 11 points and 10 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with a look at starting lineups for tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Anna Christians will be up on the mic here shortly with the national anthem, and we'll get to the starting lineups as well. And let's begin with our national anthem, and this will be a Dort College student, I believe a junior, Anna Christians, with the singing of our national anthem here shortly. The voice you hear right now is Christian Zylstra, our public address announcer. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll get to our starting lineups right after this.
Whose stripes and
National anthem sung by Anna Christians, Dort College Junior. Happy that she could be here for that. And here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the visitors from Valley City State. They will start number 15, Hannah Schlecht, a 5'7 senior from Foreman, North Dakota, averaging 18 points per game. Number 20 is Allie Vandal, a 6-foot senior from Rolla, North Dakota, averaging 12.5 points per outing. Emily Schaefer is a 5'9 junior from Devils Lake, North Dakota, averaging 3.5 points per game. Number 25 is a 5'4 senior from Australia, Kate Williams. She's averaging 6 points per game. And Mackenzie Huber is a 6-foot junior from Clark, South Dakota, averaging 14 points per game. Again, for Valley City State, it'll be Schleck, Vandal, Schaefer, Williams, and Huber. For Dort College, Erica Feenstra wears number 2. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Hull, averaging 24 points per game. Sienna Stamness is a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, Minnesota, averaging 5.5 points per outing. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 12 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, Minnesota. She is averaging 19 points per game. And Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 6.5 points per game. Off of the bench for Dort College, their leading scorers off of the bench, Ebby Pruitt, Jordan Van Manen, and Mari Smitsdorf. Pruitt is averaging 5.5 points per game, Van Manen 5.5 points per outing, Smitsdorf 5.0 points per game, and Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 sophomore from Brookings. She is averaging 4 points per contest. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Feenstra, Stamness, Harmson, Rinesmith, and Eva Vold. Dort College is coached by Bill Harmson, first year head coach at Dort College, longtime high school basketball coach at Western, as he was an assistant coach with the boys program for several years, led the girls basketball team to several state tournament berths and more than 2 state championships, and then also guided the boys at Western to a state championship as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Looks like we are up and running and ready with our first women's and men's basketball doubleheader of the season. Dort College in their home white jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed out in black. The Vikings are in their, I'll call them burgundy jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in black as well. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Opening tip on the way. One out by Dort College and Erica Feenster. Coming up with it is Harmson. She passes right side over to Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness gives it up right side. Underneath, Eva Vold tries to feed it to Feenstra. Throws it a little too high for Feenstra to come down with it. And Valley City State has the basketball. Valley City State with the basketball after the turnover by the defenders. So Dort College unable to get a shot on their first possession. Here come the Vikings. Pass goes left side with it is Schaefer. Schaefer gives it up down on the block. This is Huber. Huber feeds it right side. Looking. They go out front instead to Huber again. Feed underneath. And the two-point basket is up and good. Two-point basket from Allie Vandal underneath the hoop. And Valley City State has their first lead of the contest. Dort College quickly back the other way. They feed it underneath to Erica Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play. Dort College will go to the free throw line. First time tonight, Feenstra is shooting free throws. She has yet to miss a free throw this season. She is 9-for-9. And make it 10-for-10 as the sophomore from Hull makes her first basket or first point of the night. Takes the lid off of the hoop for Dort College as well. And she rolls that one home as well. And the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Valley City State basketball. Schlecht. They feed it down low. Wheeling into the lane is Huber, and Huber travels with it. Rachel Evenwald holding her ground at that time. And the Dort College defenders get it back after forcing the turnover. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Annie into the front court. Passes right side. Harmson. Harmson on the right wing. Harmson tries to feed it down low. The ball is tapped away. Out of bounds. Last touched by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Stamness. Stamness. Sienna looking. Gets it into Harmson. Harmson out front. Evenwald, 23 on the shot clock. Fires it back outside for Stamness. Off of her fingertips, out of bounds, and the Vikings have the basketball. Valley City State quickly back the other way. This is Williams. Williams guarded there by Rinesmith. Gets a ball screen out front. This is Huber. Huber, 17 feet from the hoop, straight on, misses it. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Annie with the basketball up the left-hand side. Annie with the basketball gives it up to Stamness. Feed it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra reverses it to Evenwald. Evenwald layup good. Rachel Evenwald with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-2. 4-2. Bringing the basketball up is Williams. They get it down low. This is Huber. Huber back out front to Williams. Williams gets a screen into the lane. Swiped away by Rinesmith. She left it out front. Rinesmith took it away. Rinesmith tried to feed it ahead to Feenstra and throws it away. Dort College. The Dort College defenders, few too many turnovers early on for Coach Bill Harmson's liking. So Dort College leading 4-2. Three turnovers, though, out of their first four possessions. Let's see if they can get that challenge rectified. Valley City State underneath the basket. Feenstra holding her ground. Kick out pass. Three on the way for the lead. Missed it. No good. Rebound ripped down by Evenwald after the missed shot by Williams. Pass ahead to Harmson. Harmson, floater in the lane, and Peyton Harmson with a short jumper from 8 feet, and the Dort College lead is 6-2. 6-2, Dort College up, Valley City State. Pass out front. Three-point shot is up and good. Emily Schaefer with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 6-5. Pass goes left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith shot, no good. And the rebound is ripped by Hannah Schlecht. Schlecht up the floor. Schlecht, they feed it down low. This is Huber. Huber is fouled before the shot. So the foul is going to go on Dort College. And that will be on Evenwald. Evenwald whistled for her first personal foul. Evenwald, Stamness and Feenster checking out. Evenwald will stay in. Mari Smitsdorf is in the ballgame for the defenders along with Eddie Pruitt. Pruitt defending on the perimeter. Pass to Schlecht. Schlecht gives it up Williams. Williams loops it underneath. Shot on the way. Missed it. No good. From the perimeter, that was a 17-footer by Schaefer that she left short. Here comes Dort College. Pruitt, right side, Evenwald. Evenwald fakes the three, puts it on the deck. Nothing there. Spins it back outside. Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf with it to Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Evenwald. Evenwald sets, fires three, in and out, no good. And the rebound is corralled by Connor. Connor with the basketball. Connor goes right side over to Schlecht. Schlecht feeds it down low. Facing up is Huber. Kick out pass. Drive into the lane with the right hand from the left side. Two-point basket by Schaefer is good. 7-6, Rinesmith fakes the pass, goes up with a left hand, and Annie Rinesmith has her first field goal. Dort College leads 8-7. 8-7, Valley City State basketball, Williams. Williams to Schaefer. Schaefer, jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf gets it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor. Rinesmith keeps her ball on top, a hand on top of it. Takes it hard to the hoop. No foul call. Here comes Valley City State. We're about midway through the first quarter. Three-pointer, left wing, missed it, no good. That's left short by Valley City State's Williams. Dort College back the other way, Pruitt. Pruitt in between the circles. Pruitt dribbling with the left hand. Left side it goes over to Smitsdorf. Wholesale changes coming for Dort shortly. Three on the way by Harmson, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Valley City State. And now a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Valley City State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. We'll be back with more right after this. That timeout made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Healthy, provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Foul call on the first possession after the timeout. That's going to go against Dort College's Sienna Stamness. Stamness whistled for her first, team foul number two. Down to the baseline, Valley City State with the basketball. Left side it goes. Valley City into their offensive set. Pass goes left side. Gabby Martin, and they throw it away. Dort College will get the basketball back. Well, now they say that it was last touched by Dort College, actually. It'll be Valley City State basketball. Gabby Martin to throw it in. Ball's inbounded. With it is Schlecht. Schlecht. Shot clock violation against Valley City State. And with the basketball is Van Manen for the defenders. Shmulewski gives it up. Tetzloff hangs it up in the lane. Foul called on the rebound. And that's going to go on Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for personal foul. Number one, it's team foul number three on the defenders. Valley City State inbounding the basketball. This is Daigle. Dierra Daigle will throw it in. Left side, Valley City State bringing it up is Vandal. Vandal comes up to Williams. Baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped. And it's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Valley City State basketball. Alternating possession. Valley City State with it. Maya Shmulewski forcing that tie-up. Comes over to Daigle. Valley City State left-handed layup and bounced it off the front iron as Williams. Here comes Dort College. Van Manen with it. Van Manen, Stamness. She doesn't think twice. Let's five of the three. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Feenstra, but a foul on the play called on the rebound as Feenstra was trying to tip it away. Foul called on Connor is foul number one. It's team foul number two called on Valley City State with 4:03 remaining in the first period. Ball's inbounded. This is Shmulewski. Shmulewski into the corner, Stamness. And what do we have? An illegal screen called on the defenders. And that is going to go against Dort College's Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for the personal. Her first, team's fourth of this quarter. Valley City State up the floor. Pass goes out to the wing. And it's tipped away by Van Manen. Van Manen taps it away. Dort College going with a line change again. All five checking out, checking in. Harmson, Pruitt, Smitsdorf, Rinesmith, and Evavold. Driving with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf up the floor. Rinesmith, Harmson. Harmson three. Wang missed it. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's cleared by Valley City State. Coming up with the basketball, Valley City's. Well, I've got to double check who that is. Pass goes left side. Shot, no good. It's a player seeing her first action of the year in number four for Valley City State. It's Kate Williams. Dump it down low. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed, no good by Williams. Valley City State is not a good three-point shooting team. They're making 27% of their threes. Mari Smitsdorf into the lane as she spins on the block. She gets the shot to go. And the sophomore knocks it down, the sophomore from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Shot cleared. Harmson comes away with it. Weak side help that time by the defenders. Ruitt, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. Valley City State up the floor. Vikings have it. Trailing 10-7, 2:30 remaining in this first quarter. Valley City State on the left wing. This is Williams. Williams to Daigle. Three on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt up the floor, 2:15 and counting. Pruitt goes right side. Evavold back to Pruitt. Pruitt left side. Rinesmith sets. Three. Missed it. Strong. No good. And the defenders have yet to hit a three-pointer here this evening. Valley City State has won to their credit. It's 10-7. Dort College up by three. Left side, Vikings. This is Vandal. Vandal to Connor. Connor back out front. 10 to shoot. Vandal. Vandal with the left hand. It's good. Vandal from the left block gets the short shot to go. Rinesmith. Harmson underneath. Evavold. Evavold with the right hand gets it to go. And Rachel Evavold fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Dort College will send Rachel Evavold to the free throw line. And Evavold with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. We'll have a delayed dead ball, and she will get another chance to shoot the free throw as we had a lane violation. Charged to Valley City State, De'Ara Daigle went into the lane early. So Evavold with another chance, and she makes good on it. 5 points now for Evavold. Dort College up four. Driving in left side, and Feenstra is going to be called with a cheapie. Feenstra looked like she was trying to hold her ground, but gets whistled for a foul. It's foul number two on her. Checking in for the defenders will be Smitsdorf. Feenstra will have to check out for the time being. A little bit of foul trouble for her. And a one-and-one opportunity coming for Valley City State. Emily Schaefer will shoot the bonus free throws. So free throws on the way. First one is up, and that one's good for Schaefer. Two free throws on the bonus situation. Averaging 3.5 points per game is Schaefer. She's already got six today. She's got another one coming, trying to make it seven. This one's up and down. So Schaefer makes them both. She's got seven, and the defender lead is 13-11. 13-11, our score. Comes back out front. Stamness. Stamness. Rinesmith, Rinesmith, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf with the left hand, muscles it up, and it goes. Mari Smitsdorf with the left hand gets the shot to go. She's got four, and the defender lead is 15-11. 15-11, testing the waters. Right-hand side is Martin, dribbles all the way through the lane, now fires it to the opposite wing, gets the return pass, does Martin, under a minute to go. Martin driving in, nothing there, kicks it back out, 10 to shoot. Shot in the lane, missed it, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Daigle. Daigle with a two-point basket. Dort College's lead is 15-13. Underneath is Evavold. Evavold is going to be called for a hook. Rachel Evavold whistled for the chicken wing. And that's foul number two on Rachel Evavold. So Mari Smitsdorf is in. Also Michaela DeYoung on the floor for Dort College, and I think I may have given that bucket to Mari Smitsdorf, and that should have been Michaela. One wears 20, the other wears 30. New faces for me too. bear more than a passing resemblance to each other as well. So we'll get that sorted out, make sure I've got all the points credited correctly. Valley City State basketball, left side on the baseline. Kick out pass, Valley City State. No, a 1 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Fire it, Vandal goes opposite wing. Three, missed, no good. Rebound taken away, Rinesmith gets it to Harmson. Three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. And the Dort College lead is 15-13 at the quarter break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College led by Rachel Evavold's 5 points through one quarter of play. She is the only player with more than two for Dort College. For Valley City State, Emily Schaefer has seven. Allie Vandal has four. Deira Daigle has two for their total of 13. Valley City's 2 of 2 on free throws. Valley City State is 3 for 3. Dort College basketball after the quarter break. Reset the fouls to zero. Rinesmith goes left side. Stamness driving in, and Stamness takes it up against Mackenzie Huber and has it swatted away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the other end. That's down at the north end. Evavold spins it back over to Stamness, 15 to shoot. Harmson thought about the three. Comes back over to Stamness, lets fly with a long three, missed it up to the side. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play defense. Dort College on the defensive end. Valley City State basketball. Valley City State reversal. Goes over to Schaefer. Feed it down low. Hook shot in the lane. Nice little move by Valley City State's Vandal, but she can't finish it. Pass over the top. Feenstra with a right hand. Able to maintain control. Goes up strong. Dort College leads 17-13. 17-13 our score. Well, Bill Harmson has doffed the sport coat. And that foul is going to go on Dort College and Rachel Evavold. Evavold has just been whistled for her third personal. And Bill Harmson asking for an explanation. Nods his head in agreement. Not happy, but not going to fight it anymore. Alternating possession on the missed shot as Dort College comes down with a rebound. And Dort College had the basketball to start the quarter break. Now it'll be Valley City State inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Down at the south end, or my right, as I face the action, right next to the Dort College bench and coaching staff. And a travel violation called as Schaefer gets cut off as she races through the lane on the dribble. Tried to stop, change direction, and gets whistled for the travel. Dort College coming back the other way. Defenders with it. Comes back over to Stamness. Sienna with it. Sienna stops, pops, 12-footer off the mark, no good. Dort College can't buy a bucket right now, it seems, but they still lead by 4, 17-13. Pass right side. Wing jumper missed, no good by Valley City State's Kate Williams. Long pass ahead again to Feenstra. Feenstra with the left hand. She's got 6. As she outraces the opponents on the release, and the defender lead is 19-13. So a 6-point advantage for the defenders. Viking basketball. This is Schaefer. Schaefer comes back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. And now 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against Valley City State and Allie Vandal. So Vandal whistled for the 3 seconds in the lane, so the turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. Dort College in front, 19-13. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Feenstra, three ball, missed it, no good. Well, Dort College, don't want to say they used them all up in the first couple of games, but they were hitting over 50% of their three-point shots coming into tonight. And now a travel called on Emily Schaefer. Turnover back to the defenders. So Dort College gets the basketball back. defenders unable to get a three-pointer to go. Going to double-check how many shots they have taken now, how many threes they have attempted. I'm going to guess in the 8 or 9 three-point range. Harmson at the free throw line hesitates, drives with the left hand, gets it to go. Peyton Harmson made the comment in the pregame show that she has not made a basket from inside the three-point line so far this season. Tonight, she has two. Valley City State has started the second quarter. They haven't yet to score a field goal. They have it on the left side. 17-footer is good. Just as I say that, De'Ara Daigle knocks down that 17-footer from the elbow. York College leads by 6, 21-15. Driving in is Annie Rinesmith, and Annie Rinesmith is whistled for a charge. Seven minutes remaining. First half, York College working themselves into a little bit of foul trouble here. Driving the other way, Valley City State. Basket by Kate Williams. It's 21-17, York College down 4. Facing up, and we've got a travel violation called on the move by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf turns it over. And the defenders will check 5 new players into the game. So Dort College, Feenstra, Van Manen, Shmulewski, Tetzloff, and Stamnis. And Shmulewski is going to be called for a reach on the press defense. Very nearly came away with a steal, unable to get it done, though. York College has taken 10 three-pointers so far this evening, and in their home gym, they just can't get one to go. York College leading, though, 21-17. All that being said, they're still up just up 4, and now it's 2. As Valley City State, Hannah Schleck gets the bucket. It's 21-19. 21-19 with a basketball left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Stamnis. Stamnis out front, Feenstra. Feenstra into the lane, and she is fouled on the arm. Was not on a shot, though. Dort College will inbound. Foul's going to go on Schleck. That's foul number 1 on her. With a basketball, Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Shmulewski. Shmulewski, Stamnis, three-pointer, no good. Rebound cleared by Valley City State. Valley City with the basketball. Well, you've got to look at it. If Dort College can get the threes to start dropping, that'll change this game dramatically. And at some point, they're too good as shooters for this to continue. Rebound taken away by Stamnis. Sienna Stamnis with it up the left side. Feeds it. Tetzloff. Baseline jumper, 17-footer. Left side, good. Bailey Tetzloff for the two-point basket. And for Bailey, that's her first. Stops the run of 6 points in a row by Valley City State. Quickly up the floor, Vikings. Daigle. Daigle, right side. They feed it down low. Spin it back outside. With it on the wing is Schleck. Down to the baseline. Kick out pass. Daigle. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. And now a fight for the rebound. It's taken away by Van Manen. But Van Manen was on the end line. It will be Valley City State basketball. Van Manen came away with a basketball, but gets whistled for being on the end line. So I don't know if you truly give possession and a turnover there. I would not. Valley City State, but they do reset the shot clock. Well, it was on a missed shot as well, so got reset there. No one had true possession. Valley City State driving right hand with the left hand from the right side. Kate Williams. Kate Williams with 4 points. And the Dort College lead is 2 at 23-21. Right side pass, Shmulewski. Shmulewski to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play. Erica Feenstra gets fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Emily Schaefer. And for Schaefer, that is foul number 1. Team foul number two on Valley City State. Dort College inbounding. Pruitt gets it in. Harmson, three, got it. Peyton Harmson with the three-point bucket. She's got seven, and the defender lead is 5-26-21. 26-21 our score. Left side with it, Valley City State. This is Huber. Huber picks up her dribble. Pass right side, Schaefer. Schaefer missed it. Rebound taken down by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gives it up. Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Ebby will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Ebby Pruitt. And Ebby Pruitt this season thus far, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, trying to extend the Dort College 5-point lead. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Pruitt. Dort College now a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. It's 27-21 Dort College. A second free throw coming for Pruitt, the junior from Urbandale, Iowa. This one's up and down, so Pruitt makes them both. And the defenders lead 28-21, 4:14 and counting, first half. Valley City State basketball out front, three on the way, answering, no. Rebound long, and it's going to go out of bounds, last touched by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Valley City State on the defensive end. With it is Harmson. Harmson, another three. Peyton Harmson with another three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 31-21. 31-21 our score on the triple by Harmson. Down to the baseline. Valley City State. They work it around. Right wing. Driving is Vandal. Vandal gives it up to Schaefer. Three, good. Three-point basket. That one's Kate Williams with the three-point bucket. She's got 7 points. Dort College leading. Now here's Ryan Smith, and Annie Ryan Smith knocking down the three. And the Dort College defenders reigning in three-pointers now. They lead by 10, 34-24. After a sluggish start, they've got three makes. Dort College was 0-for-11 to start on three-pointers. They made their last three, though, and now a hand check called on Peyton Harmson. Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Peyton. Peyton with 10 points this evening. ...34-24... 2:59 remaining. First half of play. Pass goes out front. Three, missed, no good, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. 2:53 and counting, first half. So a 10-point lead for the defenders. Ryan Smith has her pocket picked. It's taken away. Valley City State coming up the floor. Stopping and knocking down the short shot is Schleck from the right-hand side. She's got 4 points. Dort's lead is 34-26, 8-point lead. Comes to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith shakes right, goes left, muscles it up, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State, tipped away from behind by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it, stop of the key, three, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound is cleared by Valley City State. Coming away with the basketball is Martin. Martin gives it up, Schlecht on the right wing. And we've got a foul with 3 seconds in the lane violation called on Valley City State and Mackenzie Huber. Huber gets called for the personal foul, or pardon me, the 3 seconds in the lane violation. With it out front. Stamness, Harmson, Harmson three, missed it, no good. Ball bounced off of the shot clock, no call made. They let him play on. Valley City State basketball, so they missed the ball going out of bounds. Should have been a dead ball. As it is, the clock runs. Martin down to the baseline, guarded there by Van Manen. Ball's tapped away. And Jordan Van Manen forces a turnover. Defenders get the ball back. York College gets the ball back. Throwing it in is Stamness. She gets it in to Van Manen. And Van Manen will bring it up. Van Manen on the right wing beyond the three-point line. She passes to Harmson. Harmson, left side. Comes back over to DeYoung. And that's Michaela DeYoung. Comes back. 10 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Van Manen gave it back to Stamness and a reach-in foul called on Valley City State and Gabby Martin. That's foul number one on Martin. .120 remaining. Ball's inbounded to DeYoung. York College shot clock reset after the foul call. Three-pointer by Stamness. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin bringing it up. 105 left to play. First half. Valley City State, they fumble it a couple of times. Vandal comes up with it. Vandal to Martin. Martin right side. Schlecht. Schlecht on the wing. They dump it down low on the high-low action. Left-handed hook shot. And we've got a travel violation called on Valley City State's Allie Vandal. Vandal had used up her dribble, couldn't believe how open she was, went to the left hand and gets called for steps. Under a minute to go, first half. 34-26, Dort College leading. Let's see if they can get a two-for-one here. Ryan Smith at the free throw line, 19 to shoot. Smitsdorf back to Ryan Smith. They aren't going to get the two-for-one. Pass comes back, left side, two-pointer, in and out, no good by DeYoung. Rebound taken away by Martin. Martin with the basketball. Valley City State with it. They get it over to Martin again. Left hand three-pointer. Left hand wing three-pointer. No good by Valley City State. And the defenders will bring it up. This is Ryan Smith across the timeline. Eight to shoot. Now seven. Six. Driving in Ryan Smith. Open layup. Too strong. No good. Did everything but finish. And the Dort College defenders will take a 34-26 halftime lead. 34-26, Dort College leading Valley City State. We'll be back with the recap of the first half of action, plus a check of our statistics right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We had one tie early in this one, 2-2. Dort College took the lead at 4-2. We had a lead change with Valley City State going up 7-6. Dort College then went on a 4-0 run to go up 10-7, never trailed again. They led 15-13 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College started the second quarter with a 6-0 run to go up 21-13. They missed their first 11 three-point basket attempts. Hit three at the end of the half to extend the lead to as many as 10 on two different occasions, 31-21 and 34-24. Valley City State scored a two-point basket to make it 34-26. Dort College had an open layup by Annie Rinesmith that was too strong off of the glass, and the defenders lead at halftime 34-26. Unofficially, I have Peyton Harmson leading the defenders with 10 points. Valley City State topped by a couple of players with 7 points each, Kate Williams and Emily Schaefer. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 13 of 34 from the floor. For 38%, 3 of 17 on threes, 17.6%, well below their season average of 50%. And they were 5 of 5 on free throws for 100% for Valley City State. 11 of 33 from the floor, 33%. 2 for 15 on threes, 13%. 2 for 2 on free throws, 100%. Valley City State with a 23-19 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Valley City State charged with 12, Dort College with 8. Dort College struggled early in this one. Had 3 turnovers to start the basketball game, but then got things righted after that and also missed their first 11 three-point shots, but converted on 3 of their final 6. York College led by Peyton Harmson's 10 points, 4 for 8 from the floor so far, 6 points for Erica Feenstra, 5 each for Annie Rinesmith and Rachel Evavold, 2 each for Evie Pruitt, Bailey Tetzloff, Mari Smitsdorf, and Michaela DeYoung. For Valley City State, 7 each for Emily Schaefer and Kate Williams, 4 each for Hannah Schlecht and Allie Vandal, also 4 for Diara Daggle. Rebound totals, York College led by Annie Rinesmith's 5, 3 for Abby Pruitt, no one else with more than 2. Sienna Stamness has 2 assists along with Peyton Harmson. Annie Rinesmith has 2 steals. For Valley City State, Emily Schaefer and Kate Williams have those 7 points. 3 rebounds each for Hannah Schlecht and Allie Vandal. 1 block shot for Mackenzie Huber, and 1 steal for Hannah Schlecht. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Remind you that Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, makes tonight's broadcast possible. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of York College Athletics. Broadcast plan for tomorrow, York College women's and men's basketball via a webcast off of our website, our live stream page. That'll begin at 1 o'clock. Kristen Zylster will have the call of that. At the same time, York College football taking on the number one rated Morningside Mustangs in Sioux City. That will be a 1 o'clock kickoff in Sioux City, and you can hear that on KDCR. Yours truly will try to muddle his way through that one. And then tomorrow evening, York College volleyball taking on the Concordia Bulldogs. Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round play. And you'll be able to hear that game on a match on KDCR 88.5 and also on our live stream, www.dort.edu/athletics. Follow the live stream links, those video links, off of our athletics front page. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with the second half from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, underway with the second half, and Annie Rinesmith reigns in a three-pointer, and that'll get the York College fans on their feet. Annie Rinesmith with 8 points, and the defender lead is 11, 37-26. Well, as much as York College struggled from the floor to be up 9 at halftime, feet in itself. Shot no good. Erica Feenstra holds her ground. Rachel Evavold comes away with a rebound. And the York College defenders an opportunity to build on the lead. With it, right side is Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica Feenstra fouled on the play by Allie Vandal. Vandal whistled for her second personal foul. And that is team foul number 1 against Valley City State here in the second half. Remember, we play quarters in women's basketball. First free throw up and down for Feenstra. Second one, no good. So Feenstra makes 1 of 2. 7 points for Feenstra. She's now 12 for 13 this season. Peyton Harmson with a steal. The lay-in. Left hand, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go against Valley City State's Kate Williams. Williams whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on her. 38-26, York College with a dozen-point lead. Couple of free throws on the way for the lefty, up and through. Harmson with another one on the way. Peyton trying to extend the lead to 14 for the defenders at 39-26 currently. Second free throw is up and down. York College came into the game averaging 99.5 points per ball game. And nothing against the first two opponents, but they probably aren't up to the caliber that Valley City State is. And a reach-in foul called on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal, and that's going to be number 2 against her. Foul number 2 on Annie Rinesmith. 40-26, York College by 14. Valley City State basketball, York College with their biggest lead of the game so far. Shot from short range, no good. Rebound taken away by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra, head to Samnis. Stamnis, layup, right hand, good. York College putting the pressure on, pushing the ball, and Sienna Stamnis with her first field goal. York College's lead is 42-26. 42-26, Viking basketball, Schlecht. Schlecht on the right side with it. Feed it down low, and we've got a hold called on York College in the post. Foul's going to go on Sienna Stamnis. That's number two on her. Well, the one issue, the one mole on this one, if you will, for York College so far is get working themselves into a little bit of foul trouble. If you're going to get a little nitpicky, that would be the one area that you would say hey, a little bit nervous about. Shot in the lane, hangs on the rim, and falls through for Allie Vandal. Vandal with six, and the York College lead is 42-28. 42-28, Ryan Smith on the right side, feed it down low, Evavold, and the ball's taken away on the weak side. Help by Valley City State and Schlecht. Schlecht in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. Again with another steal is Harmson. Harmson, one player to beat. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Peyton Harmson with 14 points. York College leads 44-28. A 16-point advantage for the defenders. With the right side is Schaefer. Schaefer to Schlecht. Schlecht gives it up. Now they swing it around. Ball taken away by Evavold as she comes over the top on the post defense. And swipes it away. Harmson with it on the right wing. Peyton gives it up. Left side. Stamnis. Stamnis underneath. Two-point bucket for Feenstra is good. 9 points for Feenstra. York College extends the lead to 18. 46-28. Allie Vandal with a basketball. Vandal on the wing. Gives it up. Schaefer out front. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenster. Here comes York College pushing the tempo. Rinesmith up the floor, stops, left wing. Three-pointer, lets it fly, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Valley City State. And Schaefer, that's number two on her. 46-28, York College by 18. That's foul number two on Schaefer. Team foul number three on Valley City State. In this quarter, inbounding the basketball is Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Harmson sets, fires three. Bank, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf reverses. Rinesmith, three-pointer, no good. Off the heel. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. 6:40 left to play third quarter. 46-28, York College on a 12-2 run to start this quarter. Vikings feed it down low. Help defense, and Pruitt's going to be called for a foul. Abby Pruitt whistled for the personal foul on the weak side help. It looked like she might have gotten all ball, but Kurt Schilling down on the other end sees things a little differently, and he calls the personal foul on Pruitt. Free throws coming for Mackenzie Huber. Huber, first free throw, good. Another one on the way. 46-29, defenders by 17, and now 16. Huber makes both free throws, defenders up 46-30, 6:25 and counting. Right side with it is Harmson. Harmson to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf goes back over to Harmson. Harmson, Pruitt. Pruitt to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf. Into the lane, draws some contact, no call made. Here comes Valley City State. Vikings, pass, right side, Schaefer. Schaefer puts it up in traffic, shot no good, rebound cleared by DeYoung. DeYoung, Rinesmith, Rinesmith, Pruitt. Pruitt stops, 17-footer left side, missed it, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds untouched. It'll be Valley City State basketball. Feenstrump, Tetzloff, Van Manen, Shmulewski checking in. Harmson, Pruitt, Rinesmith. Well, it's a wholesale change now as Stamnis checks in. So everybody in, everybody out for the defenders. With the basketball. They pass it left side, and we have shot clock didn't get reset. Shot clock didn't get reset, so they'll inbound the basketball again. Length of the floor in front of them, 46 to 30. So it'll be Valley City State basketball. I believe it'll be 5:48 on the clock when we resume play. I think they're going to get it reset here. See if the officials do. And I don't think they should go all the way back to the baseline. I think what you do is you bring it up to where you stop play, and then you let the opponent inbound from there. Not quite certain that they should be having Valley City State inbounding the full length of the floor. So 5:45, they're going to leave it on the clock as is. And they will inbound the basketball, Valley City State. So we're right back where we were. Well, they reset it to 5:49, actually. So Valley City State with the basketball in the backcourt. Defenders trying to set their press, and it's taken away. Daigle has the basketball. Daigle passes out front to Williams. Williams gives it up to Schlecht. Schlecht in the lane. Back over to Daigle, and Dort College forces a turnover. Defenders force the turnover, leading 46 to 30. 5.5 left to go. Third quarter. With the basketball, driving is Stamness. Stamness back to Shmulewski. Shmulewski to Van Manen. They weave it back over to Stamness. Stamness, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three, missed it, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Vikings. Viking basketball. With it is Williams. Williams to Schlecht. Schlecht, left side Daigle. Weak side help, defenders. Ball swatted away. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen to Shmulewski. Shmulewski out on the floor. Gets control of it. Defenders trying to press the issue. Tetzloff tries to feed it underneath Feenster. It's taken back by Valley City State. Kate Williams goes right wing. Out front, Schlecht. Schlecht, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenster. Gets it back over to Stamness. Stamness up the floor. Sienna has it on the left wing. Stops. Gets it back out front, Van Manen. Van Manen goes right baseline to Shmulewski. Shmulewski feeds it underneath for Feenstra, and Feenstra has it deflected away from her, tries to tip it back out, and Feenstra loses it out of bounds on the tap-out attempt. It'll be Valley City State basketball. Valley City State with basketball. 46-30, Dort College by 16. 4:31 left to play in the third quarter. Viking basketball, Williams. Vikings get it across half court. Shot on the way. Three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Dort College and Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen gets it back over to Shmulewski. Shmulewski, Feenstra. Feenstra, bang, bang, bang. Erica Feenstra with the three-point bucket. She's got 12, and the defenders lead 49-30. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame. Defenders have led by as many as 20 tonight. 19 now. 18 was the previous high water mark. Rebound taken away by Feenstra with a missed shot. Long rebound. She gets it back. Gives it up to Tetzloff. Tetzloff shot no good, but there for the putback is Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with another two. Dort College leads 51-30. Dort College has outscored Valley City State 17-4 here in the first 6 minutes and 18 seconds of this second half. And the defenders with their largest lead at 51-30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Dort College leading 51-30. Timeout charged to Valley City State. That was their second. They have three remaining. Dort College has yet to use a timeout this evening. So Dort College on the defensive end. Annie Ryan-Smith in between the circles. Dort College had five players waiting at the scorer's bench when that timeout was called, and now a reach-in foul is going to be on Rinesmith or Harmson. Waiting to see from the official, Royce Raniger, who it's going to go against. And that will go on Annie Rinesmith, and that's number three on her. Three on Rinesmith. Kate Williams passes it. They get it in to Daigle. Daigle back out front. They go right wing. Valley City State. Three-pointer well short of the mark. Valley City State clears it out now. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Another missed shot that misses everything. Back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Rinesmith, Dort College able to get a defensive stop. Smitsdorf puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound taken away by the Vikings. Viking basketball trailing by 21. Valley City State, Kate Williams. Williams to Vandal. Vandal on the left wing. Vandal gives it up to Daigle. And we've got a timeout charged to Valley City State. Valley City State will use a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 2:38 remaining in the third quarter. Valley City State basketball. Right wing, three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket for Kate Williams. She's got 10. And the defender lead is 51-33. Rinesmith passes over to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson reverses it. Rinesmith, short jumper, 12-footer, baseline, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Valley City State. Valley City up the floor with it quickly. With the left hand, strong move, shot no good, but a late foul call. Allie Vandal will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul is charged to Mari Smitsdorf. That's her first. Team foul number five against the defenders in this quarter. So bonus time from here on out for Valley City State. First free throw is no good. Another one on the way for Allie Vandal. Vandal, a 63% free throw shooter. 51-33, Dort College by 18. They've led by as many as 21. Second free throw is up and good, so Vandal makes one of two. She's got seven. 51-34. Down to the baseline, Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, gets it to go. Erica Feenstra averaging 24 points per ball game tonight. She's got 16. 53-34, Dort College by 19. Valley City, offensive end, Schlecht. They feed it. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Valley City turns it over with the basketball. Sienna Stamness. Stamness has it, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Valley City State. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in. Stamness with 1:35 left in the quarter. Feenstra squares up. Her three off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. Viking basketball. Vandal. Vandal with the left hand. Brings it back over to the right. She's got it at the top of the key. They feed it down low. Working her way in is Caitlin Connor. Kick out pass. Three is up and good from the wing by Williams, her second three of the half. She's got 13, and the defender lead is 53-37. Right side is Harmson. Peyton with the basketball. She's going to drive in with a left hand. Too strong, no good, off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. And they've got a chance to cut into the lead, get it down to 13 or 14 points here. 51 seconds and counting. Out front, Schlecht. Schlecht. Two-point bucket good on the drive with the right hand. And Valley City, a little bit of momentum here. Five unanswered. Back the other way is Erica Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play by Allie Vandal. That's going to be number three on Vandal. Erica Feenstra will shoot two. And Dort College will get a two-for-one there. And that two-for-one, you attack the basket before the game clock gets to 30. That assures that you'll at least have a chance to force the opponent to take a shot, and you get the basketball back. So a quick attack by the defenders. Feenstra makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 54-39, now 55-39. Feenstra, a player you want shooting free throws. 55-39, defenders by 16. 33 seconds left to go now into the front court. 7 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Valley City State, a quick three. Not sure that was in the game plan. Van Manen gets it ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Dort College will hold for one shot. Van Manen will pull it out in between the circles. Van Manen, 10 to shoot. Goes to Smitsdorf on the right elbow. Smitsdorf, Feenstra. Feenstra, shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play. And Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Well, Feenstra with 18 points this evening. Came into the game averaging 24.5, so she's closing in on her season average through two games. Obviously, the sample size, not that big. Feenstra, two free throws. First one is up and good. She's got another one coming. Feenstra shooting her eighth free throw. She's 6 of 7 right now. 5.3 seconds remaining. Third quarter of play. Dort College trying to extend the lead back to 18. They've led by as many as 21 tonight. Second free throw by Feenstra is good. Dort College leads 57-39. Valley City State in the backcourt. 1 second remaining, and that's going to bring the third quarter to an end. 57-39, Dort College by 18. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College leading 57-39 as the fourth quarter begins. Underneath the pass goes to Connor. And they spin it up and off of the glass. Connor with her first basket tonight. Makes it a 57-41 ball game. Dort College by 16. So the defenders up by 16. 9:39 remaining in this first half of our doubleheader. Feenstra gives it to Evavold. Evavold gathers it. Back over to Feenstra. Rinesmith. Left side pass to Harmson. Harmson a little bit behind Feenstra. She fires it back outside. Stamness. Sienna with it. 10 to shoot. Rinesmith on the cut. Lays it up with the left hand. Short-armed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Valley City State. Valley City with the basketball. Vikings. They pass it left wing to Schaefer. Schaefer on the left-hand side. They get it into the corner. Three is up and good. Three-point basket for Schaefer. She's got 10. And the defender lead is 57-44. 57-44, our score. 8:55 remaining. Rinesmith drives in, and she has it blocked back at her. And she taps it out of bounds. Ball ends up deflecting off of her hand and out of play. And the Dort College defenders are going to call a timeout, leading by 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, helps make tonight's game broadcast possible. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Feed it down low with the basketball is Schaefer. And we've got a travel violation called. Beg your pardon, that was on Connor, the travel violation. So Dort College surrendering the first 5 points of the fourth quarter. They lead, though, 57-44. They've led by as many as 21. Three by Feenstra. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Valley City State. Vikings with it. Stolen by Rinesmith. Hands it right back, though. Now it's stolen away by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball on the right wing. Harmson stops with the left hand, gets it away, Stamness. Stamness with the basketball at the free throw line, comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Feenstra. Feenstra drops it inside for Evavold. Evavold, basket good. Evavold with 7 points. Defenders lead 59-44. Another minute gone in this one. We're under 8 minutes to go as Dort College bids to start the year 3-0. Valley City State basketball, Schlecht. Misses the shot from the right-hand side. Dort College defended it pretty well. Harmson comes away with it. Over to Stamness, Feenstra. Feenstra, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Ryan Smith on the elbow. Harmson. Harmson fires. Three. Hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And the rebound taken away by the Vikings. Vikings with it. Schlecht. Schlecht against Harmson. Harmson comes out. Jams her. They give it up. Right 17-footer. Wing. Jumper by Connor is good. She's got four. 59-46. Ryan Smith gets it back over to Stamness. Stamness with it. We have yet to have a foul call in this quarter. Ryan Smith, three. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Vikings, and they can cut the lead down to 10 with a made three. Into the front court with a basketball is Kate Williams. Williams on the right side pulls it out. Now loses it, gets it back. Williams on the right-hand side crosses over. Fires it back outside. Three-pointer from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Harmson. And Harmson has it tapped away by a Valley City State player. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of their bench. Eva Vold will check out of the ballgame. Pruitt is in. Ryan Smith is also out of the ballgame. Finmanen is in. Van Manen to throw it in. She gets it in to Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, three, is up. No good by Van Manen. And the rebound is taken away by the Vikings. Viking basketball. Dort up 13, 59-46. Steal by Van Manen. Gets it away to Stamness. Stamness, one player to beat. Lays it up with the right hand. And she is fouled on the play. So Stamness fouled on the play. And Sienna will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Stamness averaging 5.5 points per game. She has a field goal to her credit already. That came in the third quarter. 5'10 sophomore from Rochester trying to extend the lead back to 15. Free throw by Stamness off the heel, no good. Stamness with a second free throw. So Sienna lines it up with the right hand. Yeah, that one's up and good, so she makes one of two. She's got three, and the defender lead is 60-46. 60-46, Viking basketball on the right wing. Vikings down by 14. They've trailed by as many as 21. Three-pointer missed, no good. That was Daigle. Rebound cleared by Stamness. Under 6 minutes to go in this one. Dort College trying to pass it to Pruitt. And Pruitt has it bounce off of her shoulder, out of bounds. It'll be Valley City State basketball. So Valley City State with the basketball. Pass, left side, Daigle. Daigle goes into the corner, Vandal. Shot for three, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds, and now we have a Valley City State player shaken up on the rebound. Checking into the game will be Connor for the Vikings. Checking out is Huber. Stamness, Smitsdorf, check out along with Pruitt. Defenders leading 60-46. Valley City State basketball. Fresh 30 to work with. Van Manen gambles for the steal. Shot missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold in the lane after the missed shot. With it is Feenstra. Feenstra shot short, no good there for the rebound. Ryan Smith, bodies on the floor. She misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Valley City State. Valley City State with the basketball. They feed it down low. Shot is up and good. A two-point basket for Allie Vandal. She's got nine. And the defender lead is 60-48 with 5 minutes remaining. Three-pointer, Peyton Harmson. She drills it. 17 for Harmson. And the defenders lead by 15. 63-48. With a basketball, Valley City State. Vikings working it right wing. Shot, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra is going to be called for steps as she couldn't get it gathered in time. Couldn't grab it, get her feet set, and go up. So she gets called for traveling. Turnover back to Valley City State. Valley City State inbounding with the length of the floor in front of them, trailing by 15. Feenstra has 20 to lead all players. Harmson has 17. On the left-hand side is Daigle. Swing it over to Vandal. Vandal with it. Vandal gives it up. Williams. Williams with it on the wing. Comes back over to the post player, Huber. Huber in the lane. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play by Evavold. That's four on Rachel. So the junior from Bloomington whistled for the personal foul. Smitsdorf will check back into the game. So Mari Smitsdorf, the sophomore from Coon Rapids, waiting at the scorer's table. She'll check out into the game. Evavold will check out. Rachel Evavold saddled with foul trouble most of tonight. Got two quick ones and has been dancing around that since. Valley City State's Mackenzie Huber makes one of two. She's averaging 14 points per game. She's got three now, all on free throws. 4 minutes remaining, down to the baseline. Feenstra. Feenstra tries to step through and turns it over. Valley City State basketball still up 14 are the down 14 are the Vikings. Fort College led by 8 at halftime, led by as many as 21 in the third quarter. Now there's 3:40 remaining and the clock starting to work against Valley City State. With it on the left side, Dort College, you think if you make some defensive stops, you'll be just fine. Offensive rebound on the miss, three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Pruitt, and Valley City State gets it back. 3:24 and counting. And now we have an official's timeout. Had a hairband come loose. And that was underneath the basket. Evavold will check in. She's playing with four fouls, remember. Pruitt will check out. 63-49. With it, Williams. Williams to Schlecht. Schlecht to Vandal. Vandal. Vandal goes back over to Schlecht. Schlecht back to Williams. Williams with a basketball. Williams goes right side, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Valley City State basketball. Did that hit the rim? 14-point advantage for the defenders. 63-49, 3:02 remaining. Valley City State with it on the right wing, down 14. Down to the baseline. This is Daigle. Vikings, high-arching three is good. Allie Vandal knocks down the triple. She's got 12, and the defender lead is 63-52, 2:45 and counting. So a dozen now for Vandal. She threw that one up. A foul called on Valley City State's Kate Williams. That's number three on her. Team foul number two on Valley City State in this quarter. Annie Ryan Smith will be inbounding. Throwing the ball in, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gets it inbounded to Feenstra. Feenstra races to the hoop on the give and go. And Erica Feenstra with 22. And the defender lead is a Baker's dozen, 65-52. Lob pass over the top. And that one was a little too easy. Huber with a 2-point bucket. She's got five. 65-54, Dort College by 11, 2:15 and counting. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith, Harmson. Harmson to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, 15 to shoot. And Feenstra is fouled on the play by Vandal. That's going to be number four on her. That is also team foul number three on Valley City State in this quarter. We have a timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Dort College leading by 11. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We'll be back with more right after this. 2:04 left to play in regulation. Dort College 65, Valley City State 54. Dort College fouled on that last possession, so a fresh 30 to work with. Clock continuing to work now against Valley City State. 20 to shoot for the defenders. They work it left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Stamness. Stamness, right side. Harmson. Harmson, Rinesmith, 10 to shoot. Here's Stamness again. Back to Rinesmith, 8 to shoot. Rinesmith driving in, and she is hacked on the arm. Foul's going to go on Williams. That's number 4 on her. And the question is, was she on the way up for shots? And it appears they will say Annie Rinesmith was, so she will shoot 2 free throws. Well, that works out about as well as it can for Dort College. The only thing better would have been a bucket, a three-pointer. Instead, they get free throws from Annie Rinesmith after the shot clock was winding down. She's got 9 points, 66-54 as she makes the first one. Rinesmith with another one on the way. She's got 9 points. Second free throw is up and good. Rinesmith with 10. Defenders lead 67-54. Baker's dozen advantage for the defenders. With a basketball out front is Schlecht. Schlecht feeds it left side. Vandal on the way. Daigle. Daigle buries a 3. Daigle with a 3. She's got 7. 67-57. Dort College by 10. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 1:15 on the game clock. Dort College will work the clock. Out front, this is Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith, 12 to shoot. Annie, right side, Feenstra, now 9. Goes back over to Rinesmith, 5 to shoot. Rinesmith travels with it. 56 seconds remaining. The clock is Dort College's ally, but there's still enough time for Valley City State to make this interesting. The defenders have led by as many as 21 here in the second half. Valley City State has narrowed the lead down to 10, and that's where we're at right now. One defensive stop, and you've got to feel pretty good about Dort College's chances. They aren't going to get the stop that time, though. Hannah Schlecht, 8 points. In the backcourt, Rinesmith. Rinesmith brings it up. Rinesmith guarded closely, and she is fouled on the play by Williams, and Williams will be disqualified on fouls with 39 seconds remaining. And free throws on the way for Annie Rinesmith. About 10 precious seconds ticked off of the clock. Should be free throws. Should be a bonus for Dort College as Valley City State is over the 5 foul limit for the bonus here in this quarter. And they will award 2 free throws for Annie Rinesmith. Annie Rinesmith trying to extend the lead. Dort College leading by 8 right now. And Rinesmith makes that one. She's got 11 points. The lead is back to 9. A second free throw coming for Rinesmith trying to extend the lead to double figures, and she does. 69-59. Rinesmith with 12 points, and the defender lead is 10. Valley City State running out of time. 32 seconds and counting. Down 10. Down to the baseline. And Dort College has fouls to give. That's not a bad foul. You've still got 2 more fouls to give if you're Dort College. And the shot clock is off. That foul is called on Sienna Stamness. As long as you don't foul on the shot, you're just fine. 26 seconds now. On the left side, Schaefer, close out by Stamness. Air ball three-pointer. It'll be Dort College basketball. And let's see if Valley City State will play the foul game or not. We've got a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Dort College timeout, leading by 10. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and Dort College uses a timeout in the backcourt. They have 1 remaining as they had trouble getting the ball inbounded. This timeout made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Rachel Leivold throwing the ball in for the defenders. Pressure applied in front of the Dort College bench by Caitlin Connor for Valley City State. 19.9 seconds remaining. Defenders up by 10. Shot clock is off, and we've got a hold called on the inbounds play. Schaefer is going to be called for the personal foul. Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Well, if you're Valley City State, that's probably not a bad strategy other than the player that you fouled. Rinesmith is a 71% free throw shooter, and she's improved on that here this evening, going 4 for 4. So now she is 9 of 11 this season. And if my math is correct, that's about 81%, and she makes that one. 5 for 5 down the stretch for Rinesmith, and that's what you want out of your point guard. You want him to have him. 70-59, Dort College, leading by 11, now 12. 71-59, Dort College, leading by a dozen. 17 seconds and counting. Pass goes left side, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Peyton Harmson. Harmson will hold it in the backcourt, and the Dort College defenders are off to a 3-0 start with a win over Valley City State tonight, 71-59. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap coming up in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College victorious in women's basketball tonight, 71-59. The defenders led at every quarter break, 15-13 after one, 34-26 at the end of the half, 57-39 after three, and 71-59, your final score. Teams totals, Dort College, 23-62 for 37%. 6 of 28 on threes for 21%. Never really got going from beyond the arc, but did shoot free throws well at 91%. Valley City State, 23 of 66 from the floor, 35%. 7 of 31 on threes, 23%. 6 for 8 from the free throw line for 75%. Valley City had a slight 42-41 rebound advantage. Valley City committed 20 turnovers to Dort College's 15. Individually, Erica Feenster led all players with 22 points. She was 7 of 11 from the floor. Peyton Harmson ends with 17. Annie Rinesmith threw in 14. 7 points for Rachel Evavold, 3 for Sienna Stamnes, and then 2 each for Abby Pruitt, Bailey Tetzloff, Mari Smitsdorf, and Michaela DeYoung. For Valley City State, 13 for Kate Williams, 12 for Allie Vandal, 10 for Emily Schaefer, 8 for Hannah Schlecht, 5 for Mackenzie Huber, 7 for De'Ara Daigle, and 4 for Caitlin Connor. 7 rebounds each for Erica Feenstra and Annie Rinesmith, 4 rebounds for Peyton Harmson and Rachel Evavold, 5 rebounds for Jordan Van Manen, 3 assists for Sienna Stamnes, 4 for Annie Rinesmith. For the Vikings, they were led in rebounds by Hannah Schlecht with 7 and Kate Williams with 9, 5 for Allie Vandal, and 4 each for Gabby Martin and De'Ara Daigle. Valley City State's Hannah Schlecht and Emily Schaefer had 3 assists each. Schlecht also had 3 steals. The defenders defeat Valley City State by a final of 71-59. Well, we'll see if Coach Bill Harmson is able to make his way out for post-game comments. We'll also be back with a rundown of our player of the game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR88.5.com. Well, I haven't seen Coach Harmson yet. Always takes a little bit to break the new guys in, but we had talked about it earlier in the week, and I would guess with all the activity of the home opener, may have slipped his mind. The defenders victorious 71-59. It's time now for the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game selection. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Tonight, player of the game, Erica Feenstra, 22 points, 7 of 11 from the floor, 7 rebounds, and 1 assist in 28 minutes of play. So Erica Feenstra is your Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game for our women's contest here this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a final word right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, doesn't look like Coach Harmson's going to make it out tonight, but we'll make sure that he does next week when we go to Yankton for that GPAC doubleheader as the Defenders take on Mount Marty. Tomorrow, Dort College facing Friends, and the Dort College Defender women off to a 3-0 start here this season with that win over Valley City State. Final score once again, 71-59. Dort College held below their season average, but you'll take that 12-point win against a team that is rated in the top 25 this season.